The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This week, Chloe helps a man drink drive. I have a grown-up experience in a public toilet, and David is a bit of a cock tease. So, let's strap down, let's strap in, and let's do this.
This is Just Another Trucking Podcast.
Hello, this is Just Another Trucking Podcast. I am your host, Tom, and I'm joined, as always, by my good friends, co-hosts. And by the way, I am bringing a lot of energy this week. Just bear that in mind. Don't know where it's coming from. Hello, David.
Hello.
I've gone for you because I've caught you off guard, I feel like.
Yeah, I'm busy. Do you mind coming back to me later?
What the fuck? What are you doing?
I'm playing a game.
Are you actually for real right
I'm
now?
I'm playing my trucking skills. It's a really fantastic
game.
Oh,
nicely done.
Are we being paid for this sponsorship or not? Is this just a...
You can go to mytruckinggames.com and you can download them on a PC there. Or you can go to iOS or Android and just search My Trucking Skills.
Do we need a jingle? Is that a thing we need for this bit?
What?
Do we need a jingle for like the for your little advert there?
Yes, you should have a drink jingle for your game.
My trucking skills.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. All right, I'll take that soundbite.
Do you have a song?
Exactly like that.
Do you have a song when your game starts up? It's been a long time since I played it.
It's a truck starting. I recorded my truck starting.
Oh wait, that's not downloaded. That's actually yours.
Yeah, that was my truck.
That's cool. I like that.
That way I didn't have to pay for it. I'm very cheap. I'm like, what's the point of paying for it when I have my own truck? You know?
Honestly, it is disgraceful that you do that, though. Like, it's not like if hypothetically me and you ever made a game that I'd ever try and put it on this podcast and talk about it, but...
Well, let's get on.
Watch this space.
Why am I not involved?
I don't know. Why aren't you involved?
I don't know. Why am I not involved?
Fuck knows.
This sounds sly.
I was kind of hoping that we could talk about it, to be honest with you.
Okay, in which case.
Introduce
me. Right, I was literally about to say. We also have Chloe. Hello, Chloe.
Hello, you're right.
Very good. Yeah. How are you doing?
How's your
life going? And all right. Yeah.
Could be better.
Yeah, I know how you feel. Nessa, hello, producer.
Howdy. How the devil are we all?
Very good. I like how much energy you're bringing.
She's bringing the energy too.
Every week. Of course, every week. I'm not coughing my guts up anymore.
That's very good. Yeah, we had to not have you on at all last week. It was so bad. Which is just selfish, if I'm honest with you. No coughing, please.
I've just said that and I've started coughing. I'm still coughing, I feel
like you're milking it now a little bit. let's go completely off. By the way, pre-show, we have kind of decided what we're going to talk about this week. And then... David's dropped this, and then we've gone completely. We're about to go completely off track. So, me and David we've been talking about a game for honestly probably about a year. Do you reckon it'll be?
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, I think I jokingly said to you, "Hey, you should have a life like mine. Go ahead and create a game."
How am I talking about this now?
Yeah,
we haven't discussed it.
I feel badly overdone it. That's not.
We hardly ever discussed it.
Okay,
you know, but barely. As in, like, we're trying to create a game, but right now we're trying to get to the figure out what the game is.
And, you've not got that far. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yes.
We've got that. So basically, it is essentially a job where you are a transport manager, and you look after a fleet of trucks.
Yeah.
You have to basically, like, you control all these trucks that travel. It's all based in the US. This particular app will be, or this particular game.
The first game will, but there might be a European version eventually.
And so basically, yeah, the idea is you want to try and make like you want to try and make money off these trucks. You'll have to hire drivers, buy trucks, buy trailers. I also thought as well, different trailers would carry different weights. And so obviously in different states.
You're going too much into the nitty-gritty in that one.
No, nitty-gritty is great.
Yeah, but that can be on updates and stuff.
I'm not saying on game launch, you can develop it as you go.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think Tom has read this part, but as like when you start the game, right? All right. Now, you can choose to work for your father-in-law who already has a successful company and he will train you until you are ready to take over. All right. And then you feel that you can do it yourself. Sorry, Tom, this is the first time you're hearing it, so you got to hear me out. This is a very long one, right? All right. You feel like you can do it yourself and don't want to work for your dumbass father-in-law who you hate and he can go stuff it. But then you realize that you have no money and you got to go crawling back to him with your tail between your legs and ask him for a loan. And then he offers you a 100K gift instead of a loan. So you ask, what's the catch? He says that he has to that you have to invite him every Sunday once a month for dinner. And you go, nah, I think I'll just get a loan instead from a bank. Then your father-in-law blacklists you from every single truck dealership and customer out there. And then you lose your wife and he starts drinking. And then he gets a DUI. All right. And you lose your truck license. You no longer can see your kids because you can't get sober and you live in the streets for over 7 years. Then you find God. And finally, you are able to get off the drugs and alcohol and you go back to truck school and you go working for a big, huge company called Quick, basically Swift. And then you're able to, I went down for quite a while. Hold on. But then you were able to eventually get to lease your own truck and then you get it paid off and you buy another truck and then you lease it on with the same company. And then you get a bunch more trucks and a bunch more drivers and then you leave the big, huge company Quick and you have your own one now because now you have to stay home because now you need to work for now you need to actually manage the trucks. Okay. And so now you have over 1,000 trucks and 900 drivers and 2,000 trailers and terminals all over the country. And now you're able to buy out your father-in-law's trucking company because now you've taken all the business away from him. And then he begs you for forgiveness. And so you do. And then you offer him a job in your big mega company as the janitor. A bit too much? No?
Is this a button option? Do you want the easy option, which helps you, or do you want blah 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 blah?
Right. Genuinely, I think David's put this down as a joke. However, in my head, I quite like the idea of having like an easy, normal, and impossible mode, and it just ends with you being homeless by the end of it, and like it literally just not being possible. And it literally has all these pop-ups where you have to go to.
But it's just basically it was an example of a story mode. There's a million different stories we can go to, but it was just more like the easy mode is you just start off immediately.
Well, so the easy mode would be story mode. And then the kind of regular mode, you're literally just given a loan and here you go, you're into the game. You have to buy whatever, you have to loan whatever.
Would you like to buy these trucks or would you like a new
truck? But like the easy mode would be, the idea is it's your father-in-law's business and he wants you to be able to take care of his daughter. So
like construction sim or something like that, where it gives you the choice to be helped
or
get a loan.
Kind of, yeah. That's the idea of it.
You just put a lot of complication on it. Okay.
Oh, no, I didn't. He did. That was him. I thought I'd come up with some convoluted ideas. He's fucking gone, like, 50 times in. Like, that's holy shit.
David's got excited at being on AI chat again, hasn't he?
That's no, that was all me.
That's not that. Life history.
No, I came up with all that. Okay. I just kept typing and typing.
I like it. Yeah, I like it. It's really fucking good. You know what it reminds me of, actually? It reminds me of a John Oliver story.
Okay, can you elaborate?
No, you know the stories that he tells in like where it expands in John Oliver. It's one of them.
Okay.
Oh, fucking John, I love John Oliver.
No idea.
He's an English American who has his own TV show on HBO.
Come on in.
And, just clips if you search him.
What's happened this week then? Anything exciting?
Oh, sure. That's Chloe moving on from the game.
Yeah, she's bored of the game. Holy shit.
I don't know what you're talking about. You've mentioned some random dude now, and I'm just like, I've zoned out. No idea who that is.
Wow. Holy shit, David. How does it feel to have a second you in the chat? I got Sticky Toffee Pudding for free this week, so that was quite good.
Ooh, that's a good
winner.
That is the only interesting thing that's happened. Yeah, yeah.
That's the only interesting thing that's happened. Okay.
That is the only interesting thing that's happened this week. But
David?
No.
I was thinking about happiness. And because at the end of the day, I am, you know, don't know, the company I work for is good. Pays good. No issues there. It is just the fact that it is so very, very dull, the work that I do. But as a general thing, I am like genuinely happy. And I was trying to think, like, I don't know, I had like a proper deep, like, deep thought as I was driving up to Scotland. And I was thinking that being a Trekkie is a bit like being trans. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to have to elaborate on this because
I figured there might be. Yeah. Well, no,
I'm not seeing
it's not
a similarity.
They have the same category on Pornhub?
Well, yeah. No. Yeah.
David's just accepting this. Like, yeah, I've been having this thought as well.
What have you been searching on Pornhub? Holy shit, my dude.
All Trekkie stuff.
Curious.
How has this come to light?
So what I was thinking is, it's only kind of in later in life that you start to kind of understand, because when you especially earlier in life, you kind of you hide who you are. There's like a societal norm of this is the person that you're supposed to be,
right?
And you kind of want to fit in, and you spend so much time trying to fit in that.
Okay.
Like, I would never have admitted I'm a Trekkie. Like, I'm a nerd up until, you know, a few years ago, realistically, when I actually kind of been like, I don't give a fuck. I do not care what people think of me. I do not give a fuck. I love Star Trek, and it's fucking great. Or, like, little things. And again, same thing as people who...
So you're a very flamboyant Trekkie.
Well, no, but again, same thing as, like train spotters. Like, you look at some of these train spotters, they are some of the happiest people that you will see. That is just a fact. And I know that we definitely have trans people in our community. I know that and you look at some of them and you look at how happy they are. You look at their fucking faces and you see the smile on their face and you're just like, you've accepted who you are and you're fucking loving it. You're loving life. And I don't know, it's only when you kind of actually start to...
Are you genuinely comparing yourself to coming out as a bit of a nerd? A little bit of a geek. It's an all.
He's been in that closet for a long time when it comes to being a Trekkie.
I'm comparing it to hiding who, like, hiding your core being.
Hiding your identity.
Person. Yeah, hiding who you actually are and what you're like. Whether it be, whether you like model trains, or whether it's a fundamental part of who you are or what you like or something about you that is, you kind of,
you've kind of hidden.
Well, but again, same thing. Is if that's your jam,
you remembered that.
I remember it as well. Yeah, I also remember it as a lie as well, a very good one, which I believe that me and you fell for.
Yes, we did.
I was going
to
say,
I think she fell for it herself too. To be honest with you, she lived in that moment.
I do believe she got 2 points for that one, which is really annoying because I didn't do well last week. But there is this kind of like thing of. Like, you kind of hide that core part of yourself. So, like, what kind of core part of you, like, did you hide? And then do you kind of, or is there maybe a part of you that you still hide?
I used to hide my craziness.
Yeah, that I will say, and with Kel, it's the exact same thing. She has that very weird side of her, which I love.
I've got a very weird... side to me, not in like a weird creepy way, just like I'm just random. Like, I'll just randomly dance and do weird stuff and say random shit and make weird faces, and I love it.
Yeah.
But for a very long time, I was a bit withheld and a bit shy,
because
and
you wanted
do
to
that
conform
sort of
to whatever, but, whatever
yeah,
you felt like. You,
yeah,
I don't
want
to be. You're supposed to be a lady. You're yes. supposed to be someone
and I am
who
far from that.
But what the fuck is a lady? What the fuck is that? Like, as in,
I
like,
don't know, but
I don't mean that in a kind of like. I mean, what is like what is it? Is it like? Is it being
it's,
all prim and proper and stuff like that?
Yeah.
But what?
I don't know. I just to be cool was to wear cool clothes and act a certain way, and you know, for ages you think you got to be like that, and then I kind of like got pregnant, was driving trucks, and then you kind of lose yourself a little bit, and then like. I realised, like, I speak to my brother yeah. today, and I was thinking, do you know what, it's like, we're trying to find ourselves again, like, I'm trying to, I've got myself some Etnies the other day, I've bought some Etnies Ooh. High tops, and I'm like, I'm really,
what?
I'm like, I'm 34, but because I just, like, I feel
What's
old,
the word?
Like, I'm 34, Etnies, the
Etnies.
Skateboarding shoes, I used to be like a
oh,
skater
okay.
girl, kind of surfy girl,
I'm gonna
and
be honest with you,
kind of
I,
lost
I only,
that.
I only get DCs, I only have skate shoes.
And
I
used to be like that. I used to be like that. But I kind of went away from it. And then, I don't know, I've just found it again. And I'm like, do you know what? I don't give a fuck what people think. I might look like an older lady with bleached hair and etnies, but I'm doing it.
Even when you kind of like, you're in your rebellious stage of your life, where you're like being a rocker or you're being like surfer or you're being whatever like that. You're still kind of conforming to a societal thing of like people that are around you. It's there's so
not
very
if it's
few
clothes
people.
You like though and things you like.
Well, no, it is, but you still there is a still kind of like where you kind of you're trying to be where you're kind of trying to be
yeah.
someone to kind of be around like friends and be around shit like that. Whereas like I, again, if you look at like some of these guys who like they go on to like anoraks. Where they'll sit in a train station and they'll spot trains and they'll do that all morning. Have you seen some of them lads and asses who've sat on this and then when a train goes past that they've been dead eager to see all morning and you see their face or some of the people who stand on bridges and like, you know, like do truck spotting and then
do
they see
spotting,
something that they've been really, really wanting to see and you see.
The
you
best feeling is when you beep
never,
it and they see you. So good.
You will never see someone as happy as you, as that person at that time, they fucking love life. You can never be as happy as that person at that moment.
There's some happy moments people can have in life.
Oh,
know,
the, like, oh, don't get me wrong, but like,
what about
okay,
when you have your child?
I don't know.
What about your children?
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah,
did you not feel really happy?
It's
when
up
they
there.
Turn
it's,
up?
In, it's in the top 100, you know. But you know,
I don't know. It must. What about you, David? There must be something like. But you're...
Well, basically, the only way I something that I've accepted with myself, which it was my attention span. Basically, I could never. Nobody could ever tell me a joke that was anywhere because there was too much pressure on me. Let's say it was a long joke. Well, you've already lost me after 5 seconds because I can never. I'm a miserable. My wife. See what my wife just put in there.
She loves you really. She's put he's but, a miserable for those who don't know.
She said the
worst. Right. Well, they don't know that
bleep
because
that word.
Yeah, that's been bleeped out. So
yeah, no. Basically, it was my attention span, my ADHD. I just wasn't as smart as everybody else because I hung around with too many smart people, and I just felt extra dumb around them, you know. But again, but now I've just accepted it as like where it's actually quite normal to have ADHD now.
Yeah.
And it's just like, yeah, I'm like, yeah, I don't get it. Like before, like one time, my I think I mentioned this before, but one time my brother, he joked around. He, the joke was, well, basically I was the joke, but the joke was that he would ask me a joke, like what's the difference between something and something? And I go, I don't know. And then he would give the answer. But and everyone around the table, there could be like 10 people around the table, it would all burst into laughter. And now I'm obligated to laugh because I didn't want to feel dumb. So I did laugh, which made them laugh even more because now they caught me out. And it was just, it was embarrassing twice, basically. I'm embarrassed that I didn't get it. And then I'm embarrassed that I was the actual joke. And, you know, I just, yeah. But anyway, it was just, now I just don't care. Now I am what I am. Like, I am successful at whatever I'm doing right now. And it's just like, whatever now. I just don't care anymore. Before, I used You know,
even I think you get to a certain age where you just don't care what people think of you anymore. Though I think you get that confidence boost, like, that you're just like, whatever.
Like Walmart is, you know, everyone's heard of Walmart. I could never buy clothes at Walmart. I'm like, buying clothes at Walmart. You know, like, can you imagine if somebody saw me with that and all that kind of stuff? You know, now strictly Walmart clothes. Honestly, it's just strictly. I never buy anything but Walmart clothes when it comes to my T-shirts, especially because they're like $3. I'm like, I don't care. You know what I mean?
I do have some comfy dad pants that I know don't look good on me in the slightest. But God damn, they're comfortable. I don't give a fuck. I do not care. I am happy going out on them. Like, if you got me some like ones that had like, you know, like whatever colors or something like that, as long as it's comfortable, I don't care. Like, it's just so very, very comfortable. I just, you know, I've got enough freedom down there. You know, I feel like I'm, you know, it's not tight around the waist. My dad belly's kind of, you know, it sits where it sits.
Is it tucked in? Like,
it does. It's fine. It's all right. Like, I'm happy with it. Nessa, go on. Let's see if you got one.
No.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Then.
Well, nothing that I'm willing to admit down. To.
Well done. I will say I have seen your Instagram and I've seen truck spotting, but if you don't want to admit that, that's on you.
No, that is called testing new lens.
That sounds like fucking bollocks. Anyways.
No. I like truck spotting. What's wrong with that? Just because I drive them all day doesn't mean I don't want to photograph them as well.
No, but that's my point.
I love it.
Photograph them while you're driving.
No comment. No, definitely not. That's so illegal.
Some people
like, if I'm stuck in traffic, maybe.
Although, Chauncey, it's always at night that you bloody stop, so you can't be doing much. Not much.
It's a really crazy flasher she's got.
Well, actually, I'm on permanent days at the moment, so I haven't done night work for a long time. Oh, it's doing my head in. I'm sure that's what's killing me off, you know.
You can't deal with it.
Can't deal with a nut.
Too much of a vampire.
Too many people. I'm not a people person.
Fucking isn't that the truth?
I could take people in small doses, but not like.
Well,
yeah. I spend the whole day screaming at people and giving everyone the bird. You know, I am not
one of those people.
Yeah. Oh, one of those, like, fuck you.
Only by day, David. This at is night, I am the most chill person.
Happy place. Nessa's happy place. Fuck you.
At night, I am the most chilled out person you will ever meet. But
there's
like,
no one fucking there, Nessa, at night.
There is. There's so damn many. It's all truck drivers at night. That's what it is.
Right.
Reasonable people.
Yeah, I
don't know if that's true. We're a trucking podcast.
Yeah, because truck drivers are really famous for being reasonable.
The thing is, I can get on with everybody, and no matter what mood someone is in, even if they're the worst mood of their life, I'll go and talk to them, and I'll completely turn them around. I don't know how I do it. I just do, and we end up having a great conversation, and before they know it, they're sort of in a better mood, and it's like, right. Now talk to me in the way you want to be spoken to.
Yeah.
So, but in the daytime, everyone's sorry, David. You got to bleep that out.
Two from
twice now.
And I've not said it once, David. Can I just say I'm being
I appreciate that.
This week.
I appreciate it.
I'm not made for day work. I'm not made for daytime people. But I don't have a choice.
Are you overdosing on vitamin D? Is that the issue?
I'm overdosing on vitamin D, Pro Plus. And other things I may not want to admit to, but nothing illegal.
Allegedly. Gotcha.
Is cocaine illegal or not now? I can't remember.
Coke. Yeah, coke is fine. Allegedly.
Yeah. I don't know.
More than allegedly.
I know someone this week that was in their happy place, very drunk at work. Do you
want to
hear that one?
Yeah, I know the story you're about to tell. And I understand that this is a transition to your story.
Yeah.
However, I don't think that's the takeaway from this. Can I just point out, when I'm saying this,
I was transitioning very well.
I understand that you're transitioning, and it's really nice that you're transitioning, and it is kind of good. But I'm just talking about I just want to say that feeling good about who you are and accepting who you are is one thing. Being an alcoholic is not the same thing. I just want to put that for the record here. But okay. that in mind, and that's the caveat valid point. There, please move on to yours.
So this is the second time now Chloe has tried transitioning, but she did it in a little bit better way this time around. So just because you don't always have to transition, by the
way.
We may not be done just because it's not your cup of tea or you understand exactly what's going on.
Yeah, but you guys seem to take a little bit of offense last time I got bored of your conversation. So I thought, well, I'm not just going to come in all guns blazing. I'll do it nicely this time.
But the podcast would only be 15 minutes long if we took that into account. All right, if you're getting bored every single time we talk.
I'm not getting bored. I'm just...
The ADD is real this week. Holy shit.
Have I had exciting stuff happen, all right?
Yes, you did. Go on. Tell your story.
There we go.
Well, you're not going to laugh can we tell this story?
No, we're not.
I don't know.
You're going to hear crickets. I'm going to go ahead and edit crickets.
The whole way through the story. The entire way through.
Okay, well, we'll start with allegedly this might have happened then. How about that? Yeah?
Ooh.
We'll go with that.
A little bit of mystery going on.
Oh wait! Oh wait! This is a mini episode of Would I Lie to You?
So, someone at work, not a driver, but might I add, not a lorry driver or anything. Someone that might.
Does he drive anything?
No. Works on the line. Up on the line, picking three things. Allegedly, you might have found a bottle of whiskey, and allegedly, you might have decided to drink it all.
Mm-hmm. So. Just, I know, right, listen, I understand what the point of this, like, where okay. we're going with this.
Why not?
But would you...
Can you let her finish?
Would you drink that?
No.
If you found...
No.
A bottle of whiskey. I mean, was it...
Did but it have, you've like, not the met our staff. Thing? They will literally, they'll find some weird shit on the line. They'll go, oh, I'm going to have that. That would make a great teapot.
A Big Mac.
No. Okay, right. If you find a nice teapot and you like, you take it home, you disinfect it, you use it. That's I'll be honest with you. Fair enough. That's kind of like that's
completely
nice.
Agree.
That's,
but yeah, for whatever reason, he allegedly found some alcohol on the.
And did it accidentally
line.
Open and accidentally fall?
And it
mouth?
Might have accidentally opened and you know somehow it he might found. Have it's like that TikTok
allegedly.
Where you accidentally fall over and you trip and then something happens and oh no, I'm somehow drunk. It might have been something like that. Anyway, so I was clocking out and obviously all the staff, they clock out at 5 if you're working on the line and things. And he cycles back home. Bearing in mind, it's probably a good half an hour cycle, if not an hour. Right?
Okay.
And he's got an electric bike. It's like a helpful electric bike as well.
Absolutely.
And I was getting into clock out and he was just like, ooh, like that. And he was talking to the other guys, and then I walk and he goes, "What, my lovely?" sort of thing. And I was like, wow, what's...
You are smash son.
I was like, you're right. He's like, hello. I was like, oh my actual God. So I looked at the guys and I was like, what's wrong with him? And they're like, he's wankered. I was like, what? What the fuck? Anyway, so I was like, okay. So we watched him trying to put these welly boots on, and some of them were like, do you want to lift home? You know, like, what can we do to sort of help the situation? Anyway, he wasn't having any of it. He was like, I'm fine. It's all great. It's fine. Anyway, for a good 10 minutes solid, apparently, they watched him put these boots on. And
how many people had their phones up recording it? Come
honestly,
on.
I'd love to see that. And anyway, so he manages to obviously somehow get on this bike. And I've told the manager at this point, because I'm like, he's not just a little bit like tipsy. This is like
he's
full on.
Blottos.
He
this guy
bladdered.
Is fucking yeah.
But he's gone. Well, there's nothing I can do about it because he's literally just clocked out. He's like, I can't just go and do a test now because all he would just turn around and say, oh, I've literally just finished work and downed a bottle of whiskey. You know, because there's nothing else you can do. Yeah. Can't prove it wasn't there. Anyway, long story short, I got out onto the end of the industrial estate. And there's normally a big queue to get out. So I'm sat waiting in the queue. And then I look in my mirror and I can see him poodling down the road. He's sort of weaving a little bit. I'm like, oh no, I don't know what to do here. So I watch him pull out on, you know, getting out onto the industrial estate and go past everyone. And he was going at some speed and he didn't look too bad. So I thought, oh, maybe he's all right now. It's fine. Anyway, he's obviously managed to join. This is like an A road as well that he had to join. So he's joined Sipperth Road and he started cycling. And I finally get to the end of the industrial estate and then pull out, turn to the left and start going. And I catch up to sort of traffic a little bit. I'm like, oh, okay, it's just a busy, busy road today. And it's all moving, kind of stopping and going again. And I thought, what's going on? I get literally about 100 yards around the corner and I've stopped behind this car, who's then pulled forward because they've obviously looked over and then they decided it was fine, kept going. And I've just seen matey just lying in a bush on the floor with a bike on him. I'm just
Jesus Christ.
I'm like, seriously? I was like, oh, I can't just leave him. Everyone else was just sort of like, I don't know, because he was kind of like, I'm fine, sort of putting his thumb up and looking at people. I was like, you're quite clearly not fine.
So it's basically what you're trying to do, say, is he's doing this best impression of the pilot from Independence Day. You know when he gets released by that guy, you know the one that turned out to be eventually crazy.
Oh yes, where he's,
yeah. So he's doing his best impression of that guy.
Yes, exactly that. So I know, I obviously know what's wrong with him. The other people have obviously just gone, oh, he's fine. He's just taking time to get up, you know, not realizing the situation. And I'm thinking, what the fuck do I do? I can't just leave him there. So I pull over and put my hazards on and try and get out of the way. Obviously, I'm blocking the road at this point, but I'm like, well, I can't just leave him there.
No, you can't.
I walk over to him and I'm like, you're right, mate, you're okay. And he's like, oh, I'm fine, just go, I'm fine, or go without me, sort of thing. I'm like, I can't just leave you. What do you want me to give you a lift? Can I help you in any way, you know? And I was like, what else can I do? I had a little car, so I couldn't really get his bike in, but I was like, I can somehow sort something out, you know, at least get him to a safe place or a bus stop or something. Anyway, he couldn't get up. He couldn't physically lift his leg up that was
Jesus
like
Christ.
On the bike.
How big was this
bottle?
Nobody knows how big this bottle is, correct?
I have no idea. At this point, I didn't know what he'd had. I know he was obviously a little bit tipsy, but I didn't know.
I've never been that drunk.
To what extent? Anyway, so I had to manually pick up his leg and move it out of the way. Pick up his bike for him and stand it up. It's got a little standy pedal thing. Then I had to try and pick him up himself, which was not easy. Luckily, by this point, the guy in like a Audi behind me has kind of got out and come over to help. And he's like, you're right, mate, thinking something serious. And I was like, he's just had a few too many sort of thing. Like, he's fine.
And listen, fine. Do you not finish at like four, like
this
half
like five
four?
O'clock. Five
oh,
o'clock.
Oh, 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Right. So 5 o'clock in the afternoon, the guy's fucking blottoed.
Hammered. He's ready to go to bed. He's that bad. And anyway, we managed to help him up. And then obviously he's got bags on the back, you know, that clip onto the bike, and they've got little clip-ons and they've fallen off, and he's there like picked it up, and he's just kind of like, you know, when some just holds it the wrong way around and just kind of pushes it at it and just expects it to magically happen. He's just doing that for a good like couple of seconds solid, and I was like, I'll do that for you. So like, I just literally span it around, clipped it on, done. And then the next thing we're doing is trying to get his leg over on the bike. I'm feeling like I'm like aiding
and
abetting now at this point.
Why are you getting him back on the bike?
Because this is what he wanted to do. And I was just like, well, I don't know what. He's like a grown man. I was like, I can't.
I feel like you're an accessory now if you got into an accident.
I know,
that's the problem I felt like. So anyway, I kind of like helped him. And then I was like, right, okay, off you go then. I was just like, you're not my problem anymore. I don't know what to do with you.
I feel like he is. Run,
at this point.
Okay. Now, if he gets into an accident, he was like, I didn't want to cycle. I was happy lying on the ground. All right, but this blonde girl came over and put me back on the bike and said, off you go.
David, the guy's so drunk, even though that they work together, I don't think he could give a positive description.
No, he wouldn't remember me. And anyway, so he's still on the bike. At this point, I've rung my boss already. I said, just to let you know, this is where he's at. What do you want me to do? He's like, I don't know what you can do. So I was like, okay. he didn't know what to do either, because it's just like, do I phone the police at this point? I didn't know what to do.
It is.
So anyway, we got on the bike. The other guy.
Illegal.
I know it is, but I didn't know what to do in the situation. I was just trying to be helpful and just see him on his way and hope for the best. He's a grown man at the end of the day. If that's what he's going to do, he's on, you know, I just didn't know what to do physically. So anyway, we got him on and this other guy's helped him as well. And then we kind of stand back and sort of see what happens. And he can't even like pedal and get going. So the next thing that happens, I'm just like, right, okay, I'm going to have to put him in the car or something. The next thing that happens, the mate just starts running. He's taking him by the saddle like a toddler and he's running down the road with him.
Who's this?
I don't know who he was.
Oh, sorry.
Random guy in an Audi.
Okay. Wow. It was like, you got it. You got it. Good job. Yeah.
It was then
got back in his car. Not my problem.
So he got back in his car. He said, all right, see you later. And I've got back in my car. And then we've driven him around him. And I'm just like, what do I do? I've done all I can other than phone the police or something. I was just like, I don't know what to do. What should I have done? What would you do in that situation?
What,
I mean, if it wasn't someone I knew, then I probably would have phoned the police.
Did you call the police?
If it wasn't someone I knew, I probably would have.
Okay. So you're already in stop and go traffic, and you could have followed them home just to make sure.
For an hour.
Again, it's kind of I know. But again, do you know if he survived? And did he come to work the next day?
He survived.
I don't think they saw he would have been as happy and jolly if the guy had turned out dead the next day, lads.
I would have felt awful.
So he made it to work, correct?
Yeah, he made it to work absolutely fine. Like nothing.
Okay, and did you talk to him afterwards?
No, because I was quite embarrassed for him. I didn't know what to say to him.
All right, but nobody else spoke to him. The boss didn't speak to him.
I think they did a random alcohol check on him, and he was.
I don't think it's a random alcohol thing at that point. It is 100% a.
Now here's my beef. All right, now I kind of feel like I'm going to be dipping into a persona that I do when it comes to Judge Chloe. But maybe if your company paid better, all right, he could afford to go to the liquor store or off license or whatever you guys call it, and he could actually afford to buy a bottle of whiskey. All right, instead of actually hoping that the bottle of whiskey that he found on the conveyor belt, all right, actually is whiskey. You know what I mean? But again, so there you go. It's the company's fault for not paying it.
Feel like it's probably not a financial thing and more about how quickly he could get access to said substance.
Yeah, I think
it
was just that
said substance.
Yeah.
It was alcohol.
But whiskey.
Yeah, okay. Could you do any better? No, you couldn't. You did as well as you should have done. You know what I mean? But there's a lot of people who just would have ignored it. But
there was a lot of people that ignored it. That's the thing. I don't know how long he was there for.
To be honest with you, we're all sheep. And would you, if you didn't recognize him, if you didn't know this guy, would you have pulled over?
I think I would have.
Most people, we're in such a weird place in history right now, I believe, that we're afraid to do anything because God knows what could happen to you, and we don't want to get sucked into this situation. So sometimes it's just better to ignore it. But even though, the right thing is to watch him and do exactly what you did.
I think, you know? If I didn't know him, I think I would have phoned the police.
Okay.
Yeah, but then I also think because I do know him, maybe I should have done. But then I almost didn't want to dob him in, if that makes sense. That's where I was kind of like, I don't know what to do in this situation. If it was someone completely random, I would just be like, right, you need. I don't know what to do with you. I'm not being. I don't know.
I gotta let him go. I'm honest with you. I don't think I'll let him ride.
Now I could see you pulling, even if you didn't know him, Tom. I could see you doing that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just couldn't. I don't know.
You crave the attention, and so everyone would see that you're being the hero because you're like, you're just one of those people, those hero types. Yeah.
And you are. You are a hero.
I was driving in my semi. Sorry, I was driving a semi truck one time, and there was definitely a drunk bicyclist. And now there's two lanes, but the right lane, the slow lane on this particular road was like twice the size of the other lane. All right, so that allowed park cars or bicycles and all that kind of stuff, right? But this guy, he's on his bicycle, and he's not doing the best. He's driving in a not straight line, but cycling in not a straight line, but he ends up looking over his shoulder, and all of a sudden he sees a semi truck. And then he goes, whoa, semi truck. And then he swerves to the right, and then he tries catching himself, and now he swerves. I'm looking in my mirror when this is happening. By the way, I'm already in the fast lane. And he swerves, and then he tries balancing himself, and he drifts completely towards the semi truck. right by the axles, and just hits off it. He didn't get rolled over or anything, but he hits off, and now he's flat out. You know,
wow.
and he bails, and it was just like, now there was, I didn't pull over because I'm already past him, and it was just like, because I was watching him, but
he's not touched yet.
No, he didn't touch me. I was nowhere near the incident. I was just watching in my rearview mirror, or in my side, in my mirror. So I actually, because I was just watching, because I was like, oh boy, you know. So that kind of sucked. I think that's what it was. Now, is this a true or a lie? Sorry. I can't remember if I was looking ahead or was I looking in my mirror. Okay. Sorry. Forgive me. I was looking straight, and I did witness it, looking out my windshield, but I did watch the rest of it in my mirror. But it was just like, I was asking my wife about this one time, like, who's at fault for this? You know, the semi truck? Because he's in that lane that he's sharing with the bicycle, along with the parked cars. You know what I mean? So it's kind of a, I know, it's kind of a shitty situation. So
in the UK now, if he's not, is it 1.5 or 2 meters? I can't remember. I always leave a car. I always leave
a whole lane. It's 2 meters now, isn't it?
I leave a car, and I think I'm one of the fucking few that goes out as far as the. I thought it was 1.5.
My thing of horses is that 2 now.
I don't know. But if you're not like doing the 1.5, because for that exact reason, basically. But I'll get as far onto the side of the fucking road as I can do.
Yeah.
Just because I'm not. It doesn't bother me. In the end of the day, I'll get there when I get there. Fuck it. And I'd rather. Yeah.
Country lanes, bicycles. I just end up sitting behind them most of the time because you just, there's nowhere to.
Oh my God, safely. Right?
Yeah.
Especially if you're heavy and you can't gain speed like a car.
And you
car.
See cars take over at stupid places, and you're like, well, you're quick enough, you can do it, but like, you just end up getting a massive queue behind you. It's just not worth it.
Most cyclists, I feel like they've got better. I don't know if it's just maybe the place that I'm going, but I feel like they've got better.
A lot of them are all right, and they will pull over for you.
And they'll acknowledge you, they'll kind of pull in, they'll wave you past. There's a couple that will wave you past, and you're like, there's no fucking way I'm overtaking you here. I appreciate what you're saying.
Oh my God. Yeah, where did they wave you on?
Yeah.
I am at 44 tons. There's not a fucking chance I'm getting overtaken you just here. But, yeah, but most of them I actually find are pretty good. There's the occasional absolute wanker who just will not fucking get in at all. I've had it before where, like, I'd won and this woman fucking for, like, 3 miles she didn't get in at all, and she was doing, like, a mile an hour. It was barely walking speed. It was so stupidly slow.
And the lowest gear, or the highest gear possible, and she's pedaling so crazy. And
she knew I was there.
It's called spinning, David. I tend to put
the engine brake on just to let them know, I am here.
I love it.
They spin, don't they, on the little races? That's what you meant to do, apparently. Having a lower gear and spin.
There was this guy. It was sort of a three-lane road. Traffic lights, all that kind of stuff, first thing in the morning. And this bicyclist was basically exercising his rights as a bicycle rider on the road. And like, he was purely exercising it. And like, hey, I'm doing everything legal. Now, what he was doing, he was in the far slow lane. And he was in a right, like, again, going bicycle speed. Basically, what, 5 miles an hour, 6, 10 miles an hour?
Yeah.
You know, not car speed. And there's just a line of traffic behind him. You know what I mean? And he doesn't care. He could be all the way to the right. But again, it wouldn't make it safe for him. But anyway, there's other roads around that area that have bike lanes. But he's exercising his right to do whatever he fucking wants. All right? If it doesn't say that, you know, because there is signs before you get onto the freeway. There are signs saying no unmotored vehicles allowed. Okay? So he knows that. But it doesn't say it on the surface streets. All right? So the problem is, it's like, now there's so many cars behind them, and people are trying to overtake, and a lot of times people don't even know what's going on. You know, they don't realize that there's an actual bike in front of me. I could be in a semi truck or my pickup truck or whatever, right? And he's just hanging out there doing his thing. And everyone's blowing their fucking horn. And, you know, eventually, I want to overtake him, but the cars are behind me or overtaking me. And they're kind of right next to me now.
Yeah, and you get fully trapped, don't you? And you're just in this pinned position.
It was actually my side mirrors were actually fogged up because I just started up and I didn't think I needed them to be completely clean yet. Immediately, you know, so I couldn't see what was to the left of me, you know, like I couldn't overtake him properly, you know. So I don't know, I kind of stick my head out the window just to see if there was anybody coming, and of course there was. I don't know, it was a fucking nightmare. I hated that trick so much. And eventually I just overtook him in the lane and I basically fucking honked my horn, and of course he knew exactly what he was doing. He probably had the fucking camera too, just so he can get people in trouble. You know what I mean? Those guys who were
for definite, them people 100% they do it because they want to try and, like, some people do go out onto the road and they go out on the road for an argument. They just want to take their anger out.
Yeah.
I look at it a bit like, it's a bit like there's a kind of karma on the road, I find. I think I've talked about this before, where like if you go out and you can put good energy out onto the road and you will see that good energy kind of transfer.
You believe in that shit?
Yes, I 100%. This is real. This is genuinely real. As in, like,
no, it's not real.
Shut the fuck up, David. I am talking now. You've had your little game.
But you
thing.
Can't say something's real right. when it's not.
So you're telling me that you've never flashed someone out and then they've been driving down the road in front of you and then they've then flashed someone out as well. Because it's... So
the future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're turning kindness onto kindness. So you do something kind, then they do something kind.
Watch that, and then
I believe that,
believe that. And people will then go out and do it. Thank you, Chloe. Shut the fuck up, you prick. That's to you, David, sorry.
You dare talk to me like
that. It also works in the other way that if you give someone anger, they'll also move on.
But you were saying it like it was fact.
It is fact.
It isn't fact. Yeah. Exactly. And like it happens, yes. And it has happened.
David, right? This is fucking fact. I have seen it. I have fucking witnessed what you're talking about.
It doesn't happen all the time.
Yes, it fucking does.
And karma isn't everything that everybody believes. Okay? And like, you're saying karma is like, you do good things, good things are going to happen to you.
Right, no. Right, okay. I am putting a word on this. All I'm saying is, if you put some good out onto the roads, you will see that good will travel around and it will multiply. Multiple people will, like, people will flash things out because, like,
or
oh,
it will come
drivers.
By me and I'll put a complete stop to it.
Right, well, that's fine because there's always some massive.
There's always
going to
be one
fine.
That won't do it.
But then,
right,
there's
so
always
not
the reverse.
Every time. So I'm breaking it up here. All right, David's got some correct facts going on, but Tom, you've also got some positive facts as well. Okay,
positive opinions.
Positive opinions. Yes, there you go.
Nessa just put Jeremy fucking Vine. He is the antichrist. He is the one that ruins all karma. That is, that guy is the fucking epitome.
I feel like I need to get ready to bleep whatever you're going to say here. You're getting into that anger, Tom, right now, because it wouldn't be the first time I'd have to bleep something when it comes to Jeremy Vine.
He's a bellend.
Yeah, there we go.
Guess what word I used there.
It used to be
leave it.
I used to always bleep
don't
the word.
Tell him, David. That was
I haven't told
him
because it got,
that's
it got bleeped
as well. If you're on YouTube, in the comments, leave what word that you think we used there.
By the way, I'm not saying we need to do this now, but eventually we do have facts of wife for anybody who actually.
I'm down for facts of wife. Come on, let's do this.
Yeah.
Are we going to do it?
Yeah.
All right. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
I've got more things to tell you, but we'll do facts of wife first.
Okay.
Honestly, I'm struggling to shut Chloe up this week. What's going on?
I've had it. Well, it didn't happen to me this week. It was CPC course that I forgot to tell you about, but I thought you'd like it. So I'll tell you after.
I'm down for that. Yeah.
Something to look forward to. People don't disappear, all right?
The first time anyone's looked forward to anything CPC related, maybe?
It's exciting.
Oh, that's right. Oh, give him a teaser. Give him a teaser.
Lay-bite.
Levi, there we go.
All everyone right, knows. Got it.
Hey, everyone. Wife here. This week, we're going to be talking about cars and driving. So first question, what is the most amount of people that has been fit into a smart car?
Most amount of people fit into a smart car?
Into a smart car, how many pieces were they chopped up into? Because if they're technically blended, you could get a lot of people in there.
Have you watched the YouTube channel where you watch, try and watch, is it Dwayne Johnson and... Cena name, and they both try and fit into a smart car.
Oh, John Cena.
Have you seen the YouTube video where they try and fit into a smart car together?
Yeah, I've seen it. They did drive around.
Yeah. Is it Dwayne Johnson? I can't remember if it is, but I thought it was funny.
It might have been Shaq as well. It could have been Shaq.
Yeah. I don't think it was Dwayne. It was someone massive, but it's quite funny.
Yeah, it's probably, to be honest with you, it's something that Shaq would do. You know who Shaq is, don't you?
Yeah. Everyone knows who Shaq is.
No, I'm actually looking at Chloe right now. You can't tell I'm looking at Chloe. Chloe, do you know who Shaq?
Who is Shaq again?
Shaquille O'Neal. He's a basketball player. He's one of the biggest basketball players, and he's really famous.
I do know the name Shaquille O'Neal.
He's 7 foot one.
You will recognize one of his memes. There's a meme where he was on Hot Ones, and like everyone uses it now.
I'll have a Google.
Okay.
Okay, so how many have we fitted into a smart car?
These smart cars are the really tiny things that you can pretty much drive into a space instead of parallel parking.
Yeah,
I used to have a smart car.
You did?
I did.
Babies.
I used to deliberately park it next to my truck.
Alive.
It says people as well.
Alive people. She does specify
why have you had to specify alive?
She did.
I'd be worried if you put in dead people into a smart car.
Well, the fact finder, which is
blended,
wife,
they're going to be dead.
I'm going to say 23.
Yeah. What you think?
23 people.
We're all thinking it, all right? But do these people have dwarfism?
Right, or so no, probably, I was not thinking that, David. I was actually thinking, have they got the what's it called, where you've got the massive ability to move and fold yourself up, and then like people just place them in like luggage.
Take a guess what that word is called. Let's take a guess.
I can't bloody remember it is. I know what the word is, but I can't bloody remember it is.
Contortionist.
Contortionist.
I'm going to go with 15. Contortionist.
There we go.
Thank you.
15 is my number. That's what I'm guessing.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to go with 16. And I'm going to guess they're kids. Oh, wait. They're normal-sized people? Oh, what? Jesus Christ.
Then again, normal-sized people are big-ish.
Define what normal size is.
Unlucky number 13.
I'm going with...
All right, I'm going to say 7.
I'm going with 12, and they're all contortionists. There you go.
It was 19.
What?
They did this in Karachi, Pakistan in 2010.
Wow.
Did anybody get it? Person
I was going to say 20, but I thought that was a bit extreme.
Well, I thought 15, because if you have like two people sat on each knee on the back, if they can just about fit, then again, two on each seat on the front, and then you could have them lying down in the middle, and then the crossways maybe, and then the boot, if you could call it that.
A bit like Tetris, human Tetris? But they don't disappear, they just keep filling up. Yeah.
The thing is, in Tetris, you got to like, you don't know what you're getting next. So, but you at least in this, you actually knew exactly what way to do it.
You could fold them into like an L shape or something, can you?
I really wanted to watch that Tetris film. There's a
Tetris
film, and it looks
genuinely
good.
Yes, I want to watch that too.
Is that the one where you invent Tetris or something? Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's with the, I can't remember what the lad's name is from, but it's from The Kingsman. I can't remember, but he's...
The Kingsman dude.
What's his name? Taron Egerton.
This is so handy having the Patreons in the chat. You know,
they're basically
another producer. All right, let's jump to the next one.
What is the average amount of time a person spends at red lights in a lifetime?
This is actually quite a long time. I've heard this back before, but I can't remember what the answer is.
I don't think I want to know. Because the thing is, this is the average time. For an average person.
50 years in England.
Yeah, right. The thing you have to remember is, as a truck driver, this is exponentially
more. It's
going to
be a lot more,
but
it's average. Like, it's average.
Truck drivers bring the average up quite a lot.
Yeah.
A year.
Okay. Somebody did say 2 weeks, so I'll say 15 days.
I'll say a year.
Nonstop. That'd be like, you know, like 15 multiplied by 24, whatever that is. So, all right. You're going to say an entire year.
2 years.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, so 1% of your entire life, presuming you're going to live to 100.
I remember we had a fact at some point about something that wasn't red lights, but it was something random, like how long do you spend on the toilet or something. And it turned out to be like so many years. So it's going to be something random. So 2 years.
I think it's going to be like maybe a day and a half.
No way.
Okay.
It's not going to be a day and a half.
Or maybe like...
So 36 hours for you, Tom.
Well, yeah. So the way I figure
it is...
An
entire lifetime.
Yeah.
Now,
but you're only spending about a minute, aren't you?
Pedestrians, regular people, bring it down. Regular, who don't drive a car.
There's also sometimes where you'll spend 5 minutes or so at...
But the thing is,
That are there for, you know, building work or whatever they're doing. You know, the roadworks and that. You end up sitting at them for ages. Like,
How are you figuring this out? Because if you're talking about the daily commutes, so backwards and forwards, average daily commute is what, about like 30 minutes, something like that, 40 minutes? That's like the average, is it what they say. But if that's that daily commute, say for instance, Nessa's daily commute going through Wales, say, I mean, there are no traffic lights between me and my work, not a single one. But then, Nessa, do you have any traffic lights along your route?
Yeah, it's 3 miles from home to work, and there's 8 sets of lights.
Right. But then if this is central London, where you're travelling across London, you've got to think how many... 128
sets of lights.
Yeah.
A lot.
In 1 mile.
Yeah, you just wouldn't drive.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
It really...
Come on, then. Are we going for it?
Phil has just put, he reckons that it's 30 lights in the 20 minutes. Fuck me, that can't. Is he being serious with that? That's crazy if that's true. Holy shit.
That's bonkers.
All right, let's find out what the answer is.
God damn.
Wow,
Again.
Danny got it right. Spot on. I think, didn't I say 22 days or something? Or was it a week and a day? 2 weeks and a day? Anyway.
Wow.
All right, let's go to the next one.
I thought it'd be more.
One in every blank number of cars is produced in China.
One in every blank number of five. Cars.
One in every 10. One in every... In China. So South Korea makes a lot of cars, don't they, as well? Because Japan has Mitsubishi.
You also 12. Have to remember how many people drive in China as...
There's a lot of little Chinese cars.
Forgive me. I just want to repeat the question for a second.
One in every blank number of cars is produced in China.
All right, produced, not driven, but produced. Because America has quite a lot.
Yeah, if it was Ford F-150s, it would be one in every one cars.
So if we said one in every two, we're basically saying half the cars. All right, mm-hmm. So one in every 10. Oh, I'm going to say three. One in every three cars are produced in China.
One in every four.
Five.
I'm going to say quarter.
Five. Oh, six. I'll go six.
Oh, okay. Well done. Let's find out.
That would be one in four.
Ooh. Oh, it's me. Yay. It.
Oh, you got
that
it.
That was just pure luck, that was.
It genuinely was, yeah.
That's a good little fact, though. That's actually quite a lot. Good.
I would have liked some more information, as in, like, where are these going?
Probably mostly China. Probably everywhere. Some of Chinese cars.
Well, what Chinese cars?
What cars get made?
There's them vans that you see now. I can't think what
them
they're called.
Them vans. Them
there's
vans.
Like a new, there's a van that you see all the time, and they're dog shit looking, and I've driven one, and it is fucking awful. I genuinely
what
think
fans
it
is.
I can't remember. I might just
Google cheap, them vans.
I know what you mean because I've seen them on the road. There's a lot of them now, actually.
What vans?
It's like Chinese a transit vans. Van, but it's foreign one. It's horrible.
Chinese
do
cans.
We know what? Do we know what make of car is made in China? Like,
isn't it SsangYong?
Nissan?
Maxus.
Is Nissan?
Is that SsangYong. The one you're on about?
Maxus. I've seen the Maxus, yeah.
Never heard of that one.
They're,
they do cars as well.
They're not Chinese. You know? They're something else. They're meant to be good.
Uh-huh.
Maxus. They're something else. They're not just... They're LDV. They're just the new LDV.
No, because I actually...
Which is Chinese. Yeah, but it is just another LDV. It's just an LDV. That's all it is the Maxus.
Do China make any popular vehicles?
No.
Okay. Fair enough.
That was a straight no.
All right, they made it...
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the next whatever. Is it an answer or a question? Did we just find out what the answer was? All right, this is a question.
What percentage of drivers admit to singing in the car at least sometimes?
100%.
What percentage? 100%, oh, surely.
God. Yeah.
It's got to be a high percentage.
Oh. Yeah, just even sometimes. Yeah, I, yeah, yeah.
Okay. It must be like okay, 90, 95%. 99.9? Yeah.
98. All right.
Oh, okay.
90%.
90, wow. 1 in 10.
Ooh, yeah. That's not for.
It's definitely going to be.
Who doesn't sing in a car? Who doesn't sing? Unless you've got a voice.
They may even do it, but admitting to it, they could have easily lied.
Yeah.
Mm. What about if you're deaf, though?
I think it's probably like shitting yourself. Everyone's either done it or is going to do it at some point.
I look forward to my future. I am going to get old. And
yeah, it'll happen again.
Yeah. All right, next one. Or do we need to find out? No, yeah, next question.
Ford makes about 8,000 to 10,000 cars per day. Mm-hmm. How many does Ferrari make on average in a day?
One.
Yeah. Oh, no, it can't
That's
be.
That's a big number.
Aren't they hand built?
Not anymore. But there's still.
They are hand built.
Ford make how many?
Or is it anyway? I'm thinking of Rolls Royce.
Danny's so got 88. He seems to know shizzle.
All right, let's just ignore Danny because he seems to be getting shit right perfectly.
Well, I was going to say it's about maybe about 100 is what I was going to say, because you've got to think, right? So it's, I'm sure they were saying like the special editions of the like there's a special edition of this and they're only making like 50 of them or something like that. But even if that's like a special edition of this particular Ferrari, then they're still selling all of the other Ferraris and throughout mm-hmm. the entire year. So it must be like, because everyone's going to have like their kind of their bread and butter one, aren't they? So if like if they're selling 50 of like a special edition,
what? So it's got different stitching. Yeah, oh, this one's got like red stitching. Have some extra £1,000 on this one.
Yeah,
there's only 50 yeah, in the country.
I'm going to go. Oh. I'm going to go 15 myself. That's my answer. It's 15.
No, fuck it. I'm going to go 36. 100. Fuck it. Why not?
36.
100. All right. Let's find out.
14.
Four!
Wow. Wow. I need a hand job. How's that?
So I guess we know who the Googler is. Okay.
And admitted it.
I admitted it as well. I Googled it.
That
well
is played. Not Colin. So,
I'm going to say that that I got that one. Well, I didn't get it right, but I was one off.
I don't think you got it right.
Because
we're not here please? To win points unless I'm winning.
All right.
What year did the first car crash occur?
The first car crash? What, there was admitted?
It was like 18 something.
What, did it crash into a
like,
horse?
When would it have been made? Like late 1800s. I don't know what that'll be. But it'd be like, because I'm sure there was like 1889.
Because I watched something
and there was only two cars. I'm sure they were saying that there was only two cars and they somehow they both crashed into each other.
I heard about that.
I'm sure it was in either Germany or Belgium or something like that. And it was like the late 1800s.
Did they do it as a crash? Figure it out or like. Shall we see what happens if we crash?
Fact Finder. That's a lie. I heard that too and researched it. They said it was in Ohio, and it's a lie. That I honestly, I hope that's not true, because I love that story. It made me so happy. But I'm still gonna go with 1800s, a late 1800s. We'll say like 1890.
I'm gonna go 1902.
I'm gonna say 1905.
Well, I'm gonna say 1880.
1890.
It was in 1891 in Ohio.
One off.
So who's guy, the
closest? Me. I said 1891
in Ohio. So a guy ran over a root in the road and lost control and ran into a signpost.
Oh
God, that must have been really strange. Wow. Like, what just happened? I don't know. What are we going to call this? Let's call it an automobile accident.
They had signposts back then.
Said 1890.
I invented. Yeah. That's crazy.
Wow.
All right.
How many times would all the paved roads wrap around the earth?
Oh my gosh.
A lot.
Jesus Christ. A lot.
How many times?
1,433.
You're thinking on both sides of the roads here as well. A lot. Wow.
Does it have to... The 3-lane motorways, 4-lane motorways, 5-lane motorways, single carriageway roads. I don't know.
Yeah, but also as well, remember that a lot of, like, in a lot of parts of the world, they aren't paved roads. So in, like, say, for instance, massive parts of Africa, say, and South America, they're, like, they'll be down to, like, gravel. Or a bit like in, like, for instance, like, Cyprus, only half the roads, less than half the roads are actually paved. The rest of them are, like, gravel and shit, so... I know.
There's still a lot of roads.
I'm going to go with 100 again. Fuck it.
100 million?
No, just let's shoot 100.
Don't fucking
judge
times.
Me. I've made my choice.
Nah, I think
100 times around the world.
About 1,500.
All right. 2,000.
10,000.
150.
Is that all?
Yes.
What, 150 times?
Holy mother of gosh.
Wow.
It must be 150 million.
Yeah.
Fuck right off. It's because although there's a lot of roads, there's a huge majority that, like, are not, like, obviously in Europe and in America, like the, like, most of them, but even in America, there's a lot of roads that aren't paved.
What is meant by paved?
As in, like, tarmac, I would say.
Hard corners.
Tarmac or concrete.
Mm. Yeah.
Hard withstanding materials. I don't know. Technical term. There you go.
Now I'm just going to give you a few straight facts before I ask one more question.
Excellent.
Drivers kill more deer than hunters. Roads were first made for bicyclists, not cars. And a car was created that is fueled by cappuccino as an attempt at creating a renewable energy source. The car system converts used coffee grounds to flammable gas. It takes 56 espressos to fuel 1 mile in the carpaccino. Now,
and it gets
let's
angry in the morning
try to
one.
Settle an age-old debate. Who are better drivers, men or women?
Women.
I think women probably have...
we're called...
I think
come on, David. Come on,
like,
David.
More little bumps. And I think men have fucking huge wrecks.
I think men are better drivers.
Why do you think women live longer? Because men make daft decisions.
Now here's the thing. Here's the thing. All right. Why I believe men are better drivers. Well, we're dominant. We're better than
Sorry,
you
guys. Sorry, I've got to go, guys. Bye.
The answer. Okay. Now, safer drivers are women. Okay. No doubt about it. Insurance companies know about this. It costs, so it's much cheaper.
Yeah, there's a reason why young
better?
Boys have more expensive insurance by a huge distance.
Now, are we talking skilled? You know, and like, because you know, there's definitely some women in the NASCAR. You know, but it's 99% male. All right, maybe because that's just because they're males and they just want to drive fast, or they get more opportunities to do it. You know, but.
I would see myself as a skilled driver.
Okay, that's fine. I want to get the answer right, and if it's wrong, I'm going to fight it to the end.
That's fine. You're allowed to think like that. That's fine.
No, but again, better. Yeah, I'm gonna go with men. Okay, that's the answer. This is a 50-50 choice. Tom, and you're going to go with
I'm going with women. And I think this because, well, so there's, I've got a few kind of, a few thoughts this. Because it comes back to my theory that, like, drivers are like top trump cards. You can't just look at the one thing on them and kind of go, oh, this is this. Because, like, say, for instance, at my job, what I do, so there's I am one of the fastest drivers there. I get around runs quicker than fucking most them people. But then,
should you be admitting this?
I don't give a fuck. It's not just like the actual driving itself. Honestly, the driving itself isn't as, but it's like kind of getting in on sites and stuff like that.
We've also got a very fast driver that does the most damage.
That's where your top trumps thing comes in, because although what I sacrifice is customer relations, because a lot of the other guys, you can tell, they'll go into the office and say, oh, this customer's talking about ordering this. I honestly have no idea. I don't give a fuck about any of the customers. Could not even tell you what any of their names are. Some of them have told me, haven't remembered it, won't remember it, don't give a fuck, never going to. But again, it's like, and the same thing as like as drivers. So like I think women probably make but women when you see like a woman making damage, wow, is that really bad English? But like, yeah, when you see it, it'll be in a car park somewhere and she'll have just gently bumped into something, you'll be like, oh, or something like that. When you see a guy doing something, it is like, oh my god. And you genuinely tense up because they've just fucking nearly hit the central reservation while trying to go from lane one to lane three because they have to be in the fast lane. Why? Don't know. Fuck it. And it tends to be like, and they're the ones that will tend to get in actual fucking wrecks. That little scratch in the that they've done in the shopping center or whatever like that, that ain't getting reported. It's just a little bit of like, a little bit of like paint goes over the top of it. There you are. Is it tea coat or whatever?
Bit of tea
coat. I don't know. It's guys will actually damage it properly, and will tend to take.
Again, we're talking about accidents.
Yeah, just guys will tend to get into an accident. Guys will be more commanding.
I didn't think it was accidents. I thought we were just talking about who's a better driver, women.
Yeah, but
it's just making sure we're getting the actual. You know, is it skills or is it safety? You know what I mean? Because better, specify. I do believe. Huh?
She didn't specify.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's find out.
I think everyone's got their own strengths.
Just quickly, can we get? Is this about? Is this fact finding you missing?
It's about accidents. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So then, yeah, it's definitely women. Women are better drivers.
Oh, it's
by a fucking 100%. Huge distance. I would
say. Oh yeah, women are better drivers. By okay, there we distance. Go. As long as we know that.
Just point out though, I don't think skill wise. I think the reality is, I reckon if you take a if you go into a services, and you take out 10 drivers who are men, and you stack them against Chloe. I reckon she'll fucking run rings around them. And the simple reason isn't...
I appreciate it, though.
I almost guarantee you I would put some heavy money down so that you would run rings around them. And the simple reason being isn't necessarily the fact that you're a better driver. It's because your job and what you do has required you to learn it. The same thing as
your job, what you're doing, has required
you to learn up to that level. I think anyone, no matter what their whatever tackle they've got down below, I think anyone. And as far as like,
I was about to say, the more practice drivers, you put in, the better you're going to get at something, isn't it? Really, even if it takes you many years longer, you're still going to get there.
Well, I've dealt with nervous women drivers. I've dealt with nervous guy drivers, and a shit driver is a shit driver. Doesn't matter what sex they are, if they're shit, they're fucking shit. I think the reason why a lot of there's a lot of women who are nervous is just because the guy in their life tends to kind of take control a lot quicker and kind of take over. And whereas I think if you have there's with guys there's this thing of like if a woman's struggling, you're like, oh, I will take over and I will help. Whereas if it's a guy, you tend to be like, oh, go on, I'll push you a bit harder and kind of make you get past that thing. So I actually think it's a societal thing. Wow. Holy shit, I'm going left wing this week. Fuck me, what is happening? All right, join me for my left-leaning podcast next week, apparently. Holy fuck.
All right.
Let's go find out.
The answer is a bit nuanced. So men cause 6.1 million accidents per year, while women only cause 4.4 million.
Wow.
Before you get too excited, women, men account for 62% of all drivers, but only cause 58% of all accidents. So women cause slightly more accidents per capita than men. However, men were involved in 72.3% of fatal crashes in 2021. So they're involved in more serious accidents. Anyways, that was the facts. Hope you enjoyed. Bye, guys.
Enjoy that.
Bye. Yeah. Thank you very much. Appreciate you. Love you.
Love you.
That's really strange because that's the theory I've had for quite a while. And it's really interesting that there's data to actually back up what my thoughts there. So,
well done, Tom. I'm very impressed.
See?
Chloe.
Yes.
What happened in your course?
What are you on about? Well, my really exciting CPC course.
Yeah.
Your very exciting CPC course. Tell us all
about
it.
Well, I forgot to tell you about it.
The cliffhanger of the show.
I forgot to tell you about it the other week because it's...
Our cliffhanger, the ending, the last story of the show is about a CPC course. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Just Another Trucking Podcast. Please enjoy your stay, folks. Enjoy your fucking stay here.
Okay, it wasn't about the CPC course. It just happened to be at the CPC course. So,
okay,
obviously a CPC course. Everyone's been on one. You know what it's like. La-di-da.
I haven't. Was...
All right, well, it's you talk about trucking related rules and bollocks. Anyway, it was all good and fine, and we were having a bit of a laugh, and you know, sometimes it's quite chill. We had quite a nice guy, and he was quite happy to let us talk and explain stories and do things like that. And anyway, somehow we got into stories about this certain job, this one that's near my lay-by, or you know, and my boss was there. My boss was there that obviously knows the story and has mentioned it before. And there's certain new people because we've just taken over a company. So there's about five new people. And there's a couple of our drivers that are from a different depot. And not everyone knows the story. There's a couple that know the story, obviously. Anyway, somehow it comes along and my boss goes, oh, what, you're lay-by, Chloe? And everyone goes, what? Like the classic, what are you on about Chloe's lay-by? So I'm like, oh, no, like, embarrassed, like, seriously, have you just done this to me? And he's like, yeah, what? And everyone's like, what about your lay-by? And I'm like, oh, no. And they're all looking at me now, like, I've got to explain this lay-by story. And I'm like, oh my no, God. Why have you done this? I'm like, looking at him again, have you really just done this to me? And he's like, I'm sorry. He's realised, like, he just went to say it jokingly, didn't even think about it. He's like, you can see, he's like, oh, shit, I'm sorry. I fucked up here. Anyway, but we had some girls, you know, there as well. And Kat, one of them, knows all about it. Obviously, I've spoken to her about it, told her, because it's funny. And everyone knows, mostly. It's, you know, I've told everyone on the podcast. Everyone knows. Why should I be embarrassed about this?
This is no longer a secret.
So anyway, so Kat goes, I'll tell it. Don't worry, Chloe. She's like, it's not your fucking fault. She said, she said it right. She said, I don't know why everyone makes a fucking fuss. She says, like, nothing you ever did was wrong. It's about a lay-by and, like, goes on spouting, going, some fucking dickhead tried to take advantage and all this, going full spiel. Like, she was like, I was like, wow, nice one. I could have said it better myself. Like, she said it how it should have been, whereas my story is not so good. Anyway, she kind of gets to the end.
Wait, your story is basically you didn't do it because you didn't brush your teeth.
We get into that, David. So obviously it all gets explained and then everyone's kind of like, it's calm and it, you know, and it's like, she's made a point that it's dealt with, it's sorted, and everyone's kind of gone, oh my God, this is like weird, like fucking out, what the fuck? Anyway, she then turns around and goes, like looks at me, she goes, do you want to tell them the reason why you didn't do it though, Chloe? Like, this is her point now.
Oh,
she's like,
no.
Do you want to hear the reason? Okay. I'm like, oh, no. She said, was it not to do with your teeth? I was like, oh, no. And they're like, what? And I go, yeah, my excuse was I'd already brushed my teeth, but I didn't want to. And that's it. The room just loses it. And
oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, it was my excuse, bitch. Wasn't it? Not the reason. It was my excuse. Yeah. So that was my CPC lesson, was I had to then explain that. And then everyone was like, what the fuck? Like, literally.
Did anybody ever come to you afterwards or any time in last whatever? Like, have you brushed your teeth lately? Have you brushed your teeth?
Yeah,
lately?
All the time.
Or people actually do all ask you. So
yeah. And then like, obviously,
oh,
there was,
they do not.
Then from then on, there was like little digs about it. Like, Yeah, you just need to brush your teeth for that one, Chloe, don't you? You got your Colgate, oh, like that. And you're like, oh, it's just little digs. No, this was in the morning as well, so you had the rest of the day to endure these jokes. And it was...
You poor thing.
Yeah, it was fun.
Hey, weirdly, I actually... I think I've told this before, but weirdly, I can relate to this story.
Oh my God, how?
Yeah, I know.
Colgate, Chloe, that's it. Colgate, Chloe.
Because I'd... I must have told this story about what happened at the lay-by in Godston.
Which one?
So, right, so there's a lay-by
in the toilet.
In Godston. In the toilet where the guy followed
me
in.
Yes, yes, the guy followed
me
in.
For those people who don't know this story, there's a lay-by in Godston. I stopped the night there. I woke up at like 3, I think it was like maybe 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
And there was a car outside these public toilets. It's one of the few public toilets I actually know of. And as I was walking in, I heard the car door go behind me and shut. And I was like, oh, here we go. Someone's following me in. And so I went to the very far end of the urinal. My intention was if I can just kind of out of the corner of my eye, watch the door. And then this guy comes in, and as I'm peeing, leans up, so with his hands on the wall, and like head rounds, and just stares at my cock. And Have you not heard this story, David?
Sounds familiar.
Okay.
Carry on.
I feel like you should remember this story. Yeah. And so it's
I can't remember
it's staring,
what happened.
And then I said to him, dude, it's 4 in the morning. What are you doing, mate? And because apparently the thing that...
So if it was 8 p.m., you would have been fine.
So apparently if the time of day was different, but I don't know why that's the issue I took with it.
Yeah,
I don't know why
though.
That's the
you
thing I said.
You just come up with random things like, what excuse do I have here? Yeah, go on.
Well, yeah, oh there God. You go. So I can actually relate to this of saying something and then later going, why is that what I said? Why is that the thing that I had an issue with here? Nothing to do with what you're doing. Can you stop staring at my penis, please? No, it is 4 in the morning, my friend. Why at this time in the morning have you chosen to do this?
Did you exchange numbers?
What did he say to it?
He just smiled at me and like kind of had like this really weird smile. And I was like, it is. Oh,
was he attractive?
Gonna get dangerous.
I can't remember, to be honest here. But I all I could think was, I walked out and I'm like, yeah, it is far too early to be dealing with this shit. I made myself a coffee and I was just gone. And then that was it. I didn't deal with it after that.
Wow.
Wow. Okay, that's just creepy. Enough.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's horrible.
In fact, and that, and the foot thing, I actually feel like I can relate to some women and some of the orc.
Yeah. Tom, you got like a 17 size shoe?
Tom.
16. Go on.
Tom, what would you have done if he asked you for a blowjob? I've not brushed my teeth. Let's do it.
I, honestly, I genuinely don't know. I'd be like, oh, no, it's too early for that shit. No. So, not fuck off. You need to back away from me. You're creeping me the fuck out. No.
It's just too
early,
mate. What would
people like? If somebody, yeah, that's I don't. I wouldn't have said the whole teeth brushing thing. I would have said fuck off. What the fuck, you know? But like,
yeah,
you're giving him a lift to work, correct?
In the moment, though, you don't.
Yeah,
know what to
are
say.
You giving him a lift to work
you're
or vice
in
versa?
A very,
a lift work.
Like.
Yeah.
The same thing as Chloe was in a you're in a vulnerable situation.
You don't know
when this guy's coming up to me.
You don't know what to expect.
My tackle's out. I am actively peeing at this point. Like there's a stream going. So I can't push the guy away because I'm currently pissing. So what am I supposed to do? Like, I can't. I need to kind of try and keep it reasonably civil, because if I escalate this thing, I still need to zip up. I still have. I've still got my manhood flopping about, you know. And the same thing's Chloe's. Chloe's in a car with the guy that's giving her a lift.
Yeah.
So you are in a situation where you're like,
well, you don't know what to do.
What the fuck am I supposed to do in this?
Yeah.
I was in a situation. I wouldn't say the situation is like. I think I might have disappointed somebody one time. Like, I really might have disappointed them. So we're stuck. There's snow everywhere. The roads were closed. So now there's a bunch of, like, God knows, like 1,000 trucks just stranded, basically, in this one town. And I go into a restaurant. I'm hanging out. And there's another driver. Most drivers are by themselves, you know. So you end up talking easily to other people. And just start, like, just chit-chatting or whatever, right? And can't remember what we're talking about. This is literally 20 years ago, by the way. And... He invites me into his truck to go watch a movie. And sure, back then I didn't have a TV. I had nothing. I literally had nothing in my truck to entertain myself. That's why I was just wandering around, whatever. So I'm just watching. He's in his bunk, and I'm in the driver's seat, and we're just watching the movie, you know. But it wasn't until like maybe 15 years later, I was like thinking, I wonder if, because I didn't realize that people do this, you know, like where he could have been expecting something, you know, and nothing happened. But I'm just wondering, like, did I disappoint afterwards, you know, 15 years later? I'm like, I wonder if I disappointed this guy, you know, because I'm inside in this truck. I don't know. I can't remember. I don't think the curtains were closed or anything. Maybe it might have been. I have whatever. I'm just like, okay, I'll watch a movie. Cool. You know, like maybe the whole time he was like, you know, maybe he was thinking that something might happen. You know, but what would my excuse been? I'm married. You know? But I don't know. It was just funny. Like, because I've told that to a few people. And like, oh yeah, he totally wants some. Yeah, yeah. As in like, I don't know. But it was just a.
I have had this, I think, where a lad has asked her, do you want to watch a film? And I've gone around to watch a film, and I did think afterwards, I don't think he was asking me to watch a film. And I was really keen for it. It wasn't like that, but the guy was like,
you're in a truck, aren't you?
I can't remember what film it was, but it was a film I was really had been really wanting to watch. And he'd asked, do I want to come around and watch this film? I was like, fuck yeah, I want to watch that film. Why? I'm definitely up for that. And I think I've come around very keen for said film and for, you know, a cracking night where we watch a film. And I think that might not have been what it, I don't think our evenings.
At what point did you realize that was not what he was expecting?
Honestly, years.
When he was
later,
trying to grope
suspect,
you.
Yeah. No. It was.
By the way,
years.
That guy did pay for my dinner that night too. By the way.
Oh, dude, he was David. Definitely expecting something, mate.
Well, he knew how broke I was, and how
okay,
you know,
no,
as well.
Nice.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So he might have been nice. I did help him chain up the next day. Because he never chained up before. 20 years. He was actually drunk. He'd been driving for 20 years and he's never chained up a truck.
Oh my God.
It's crazy.
God damn.
Yeah. No, he just never needed to.
Yeah, I don't. I think the thing is, I think I am. My missus says I'm. What's the word that she used? Like, innocent in a way. Like, I just don't see things for what they are. And yeah. I'm like,
naive,
innocently oblivious to the world that goes on around.
Yeah.
Naive, thank like you, by the way. I'm very naive to
Danny
the world.
And your wife. Yeah, I think we're all a bit naive sometimes.
I'm more so than a lot of people. I think a lot.
I'm way more than you are.
Oh, it's really bad. I remember when I was in Rome. There was a lass that, and I can't remember how she found me. But like, I remember, like, when I moved back to the UK,
she looked up.
She actually found me and messaged me on whatever it was, and she messaged me. But she was in Canada, and I was like, "Well, you know." But she said, oh, "I really enjoyed this. I wish we'd gone." And I'm like, "I hadn't realized that's what was going on. I thought we were just having a good chat and having our best time." Like, yeah. Far too naive sometimes. Far, far, far too naive. Yeah. Right. Shall we end the show on that? Yeah,
let's do it.
I think so.
Good stuff. Right. And on that note, thank you so much for listening. If you haven't listened, how did you get this far? But we shall see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening. Our podcast manager and editor is David. Thank you so much. You are an absolute
You're
legend.
Welcome.
Hosts are myself, Chloe and David, and our producer is Nessa. If you'd like to support us, you can go to our Patreon, like our beautiful, beautiful mega supporters. And they've got names like Arthur Job. What the fuck is this one?
Just say it how it's read. Say it how it's spelled.
This is just the word dildo, David.
Yeah, well, that's his name.
So I have to read the word dildo out each week.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I hate my job. I fucking hate my job. Right, let's try this again. Jesus fucking man, all this is going in. This is all the intro. Arthur Job, dildo,
outro.
Because that's the name. Ginger Mother Trucker, Ivor Big God, Ivor Big God, Jack Goodwin. Fuck you guys. Fuck all of you guys. That's not a name. That's just me giving you grief. John Brown, Justin Reedy, Miller, Mihol, Phil Starkey, SMIT, Skip Dude, Stephen Patterson, Trucker Saud, and Trucker Colin. Honestly, I hate all of the mega supporters now. All of them.
All
I
of
know
them?
I shouldn't do. I feel like they're all in on this at this point here.
I love them even more.
I did tell everybody to change their names.
Well, you've told them to do this, have you?
I did, yeah.
Oh,
it was in
God.
The middle of like a couple of weeks ago during the episode. Carry on.
That's true, actually. I do actually think I remember this. Right. We also do have some other people that give us money, and we love you guys. We love you so
much. Just
50% less, yeah. and those people are Big Mike, Gavin Williams, Ian Croucher, Neil Rees, Trucker Joe, and Danny Flynn, the wanker. There you go. You got your little thing. God. Fucking, I love you all. It's weird. I think this is what like being a parent is. You both love and hate something. Anyways, these guys get great perks such as extra content. They get access to the Discord. They get live viewings. So much. And if you'd like to support us in other ways, go to SummerSlap.com to get some amazing merch. Follow us on social media like YouTube, Instagram. Just search Just Another Trucking Podcast and you'll find it. All the things. Yes? Is that everything, David? Yeah, can we end this?
I wasn't paying attention. I have no idea if you got it right or not.
Honest to God, that's it. Bye bye. Thank you. Bye bye.